Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning on KSJE, and it's time for our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab. That's where communications professor Dr. Mike Hannibal is standing by. Dr. Hannibal, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us this week to talk with us a little bit about some communication ideas and other things that you have gleaned over the past week. And this week's topic is living in the present.
Living in the present.
Okay.
That's not like sitting under the Christmas tree presents.
I was going to say, yeah, but no.
The present as opposed to the past or the future.
Got it.
So I was reading about my favorite baseball team, the Chicago Cubs.
Yes. We've heard that about you.
Yes. And the manager, Joe Maddon, is this brilliant guy who, you know, led them to their first World Series in 108 years. And you want to talk about, I mean, I was actually at two of the World Series games, and you can just feel the palpable pressure, you know, and as a Chicago Cubs fan, of like, oh no, how are we going to choke this one, right?
Right.
How can you play as a, you know, as a player, how can you perform under that kind of pressure? Well, I can tell you his secret. His secret is from day one, when he first meets the team, and I just saw a quote on this from this year, is he asks his players to just live in the present. Be in the moment. Don't worry about what's going to happen in the future. Don't worry about what happened in the past, but just be in the moment. And be about this next pitch or this next play. And that's how he gets his players, you know, when they should have been the most uptight team in the history of the world, he got his team to perform. And I think there's just a huge lesson in that, is because if we think about it, so much of our thinking time is either worrying about the future. Am I going to have enough money for next month's bills?
Right.
Am I going to be able to do this? What's going to happen when I get old? What's going to happen when my parents get sick? What's going to happen then? And we eat up all this brain capital by worrying about the future. Or another good chunk of our time we spend going, oh, man, if just that had gone a different way a couple weeks ago.
Right.
I had chosen a different this, you know, when I went to college. Or, oh, you know, it's too bad so many years ago this happened.
I should have had that snappy retort to Dr. Hannibal last week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is... you know, the history, and that again takes up brain capital.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can release the past and not worry about the future and focus on now, you become incredibly more productive. You become more present in the presence.
Right.
You actually are there in meetings as opposed to drifting off into somewhere. And then you can actually engage what's really going on, and you'll improve your relationships, and you'll improve what you're doing in the moment. And then all of a sudden, those things you're worried about in the future won't be so bad anyway. And those things that you feel like are holding you back from your past, they won't matter so much because you'll be successful in the moment. So that's why living in the present is just so, so important. It frees up, you know, what you're doing to be fully present and engage things in a really much more productive way.
That makes sense, Dr. Hannibal, but I can hear people yelling at their radios or having a conversation with their radios this morning saying, but what about, you know, setting goals? Isn't that important? You got to kind of live in the future a little bit if you're going to do some goal setting, and that's, we've always heard, is an important thing to try to do for ourselves.
Well, this isn't about not setting goals. It's about worrying about those goals.
Am I
going to make? It's we set them, let them sit, you know. What they find is if you sit down and write five goals and you put them in a safety deposit box,
okay,
and pull them out a year from now, you're just as likely to succeed in them as you were if you put them right in front of your face and you obsessed about them every day. The idea here is set in motion. Here are my goals. This is where I'm going. I'm not saying you don't need, you know, platitudes where you remind yourself every day, this is what I'm working for. But as far as actually setting goals, staring at your goals every day isn't going to necessarily get you to them.
Right.
Setting them is very important, but actually focusing on each one is not as important. I think that's why you got to wake up every day and go, okay, what's the best thing for me to do today? And I guarantee if you set goals, you're going to naturally engage those goals unless you're avoiding them for some reason.
Uh-huh.
But right. That's the goal here, is to live. What is the best thing for me to do right now? And it's always not going to be worrying about the future. That's never the best thing for you to do right now, is worry about the future. Is it?
Okay. I don't think so. Except the future is telling me we're running out of time.
All right.
Sorry about that. Dr. Adibot, thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
Dr. Mike Adibot, he's with me every Wednesday here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.